Delighted to have as my guest today, Cassidy Jansen, who is Olivier Award winner. How are you?
I'm very well, a bit blurry-eyed. I've got a bit of jet lag, but I'm in a very good mood. I'm very excited about my tour.
Okay, and you're on tour singing probably your favourite singer, aren't you? Your favourite songwriter, Carole King.
I am. I'm doing Cassidy Jansen sings Carole King around the UK with my band, and it starts this Friday.
Yeah, and can you tell us a little bit about it? What's the format of your show?
What's the format? So it's 2:45 minutes, me chatting about my career and Carole King's life and singing songs by and inspired by Carole King. A few of my own I will also slip in as well.
So Carole King played a big part in your life, really, because you played her in The Beautiful, which was the musical about her story, wasn't it?
I did, yeah. I played Carole for 2 years in that musical. And I absolutely loved playing her. It was really challenging playing someone who was still alive and a real person. And I loved singing her music every day. It was really wonderful.
How do you, because you just said it's a challenge because she's already alive, how do you go about presenting yourself as someone, you know, you're impersonating in a way someone who's already there?
So as an actress, it's, you know, sometimes, you know, you're interpreting a character in a way that you're like, well, I think she'd be like this, and you can have a discussion with the director or the writer about how you want to play the character. But with someone who's still alive and who is the way they are, it was really interesting going, no, this is the way she is. She would have said it like this. She does say it like this. And having to go, oh, how do I find that aspect of myself if it's not something that I naturally do? So it was really, really, I loved challenging myself that way. And I loved embodying her. I found her a very warm, kind, loving person to embody.
Yeah, and of course, her soundtrack, if you like, was the soundtrack of many people's lives, that sort of folky time back in the 70s when, or even earlier than that, but a real soundtrack to people's lives, wasn't it?
Yeah, and so many people, I often do gigs singing her music, and so many people come up to me saying, oh, that was the soundtrack of my teens, Tapestry was my favourite album, you know, we just played it on vinyl constantly, and it's lovely sort of seeing these people revisit this part of their life, and they're so appreciative that you're singing her music because no one's really doing it, so it's really great.
Yeah, and as you just mentioned, Tapestry, which is, it was the vinyl that I was on all the time, but there's a lot lot more to Carole King than the Tapestry album, isn't there?
Yeah, she did this amazing back catalogue and wrote many, many songs for the Shirelles, the Drifters, Aretha Franklin. So I remember when I went to see the show before I was in it, I was really taken aback by just how much she'd written for other people and all of her songs I knew. She's just an amazing composer.
Absolutely. Now, Carole King was involved, I think, in this sort of production itself, and you eventually came to meet her and became a friend. Is that the story that I've got right?
I mean, I would love to call her a friend. We got on well, and she said some really kind things about my portrayal of her. She came to see the show, and she sort of gave me a great acknowledgement publicly, which is wonderful. And then she gave me a song for my album not long after. So, you know, we have a good relationship, yeah.
And of course, you did sing with her at Hyde Park, which must have been a really sensational thing to do.
Oh, it was like all my Christmases came at once. it was amazing. The whole cast of Beautiful came on and did backing vocals, and then I duetted I Feel the Earth Move with her. And she's amazing. I think she was about 73 or 74 at the time. She just had so much energy.
Yeah, and as you say, it's so, so good. Now, it's for many people, it's the soundtrack of their teenage lives, but are you attracting people who are a new audience, if you like, who've finally caught up with Carole King?
I think so, yeah. There's a lot of the younger generation are coming along to the gigs and going, oh, I love this song, this is amazing, and exploring different styles of music, yeah.
So how did Casti get into this sort of giggy land where you're travelling the world and so on? Because you started off in a small village, didn't you, in near to Warrington?
Sorry?
You started life in a small village near to Warrington.
No.
So how?
No, that's me. No, that's not me.
Is that not you? Oh, all right. No. I thought, no. Okay, got the wrong bit. So where did you come from then?
I would love to know where Warrington came from. No, I'm from Barnet, North London.
Oh, right. Sorry. It's right. Wikipedia is wrong again then. So when I did the research.
What does Wikipedia say? That's fascinating. Yeah. Warrington. I wonder where Warrington came. And I started gigging. I started dancing when I was a little girl. Yeah. And my mum said I always sang. And then I started doing musicals and mainly did that for a long, long time. And then I met a band totally by fluke called the Jive Aces, and I ended up gigging on the road with them around the UK singing Louis Prima music, which I loved, and I very much learned sort of how that side of the entertainment industry works, which is much more like gigging and chatting to the audience as yourself. And I really learned a lot from them that I could then apply to playing Carole King in the musical, doing my own music, writing my own music, and that's sort of how that evolved, yeah.
So can you remember your first time that you actually were paid to play music or sing music?
The first time I was paid, I mean, oh, gosh. I mean, technically I was paid for the Fringe musical of Snoopy the Musical, but I mean, it wasn't very much. So I think my first probable living wage was Footloose the Musical around the UK. That was a UK tour. I played Rusty and I sang Let's Hear It for the Boy, which I actually really enjoyed. I really enjoyed that. That was lovely. A long time ago now.
And of course, you were in the West End version of Anne Juliet, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
You were Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played William Shakespeare's wife, Anne Hathaway. I had a great time playing her. She was fun.
Yeah, and it's from there that you won your Olivier Award as, was it Best Supporting Actress, or am I right?
Best Supporting Actress. I won the Olivier Award for that. Yeah, and it was a wonderful project. You know, we had this amazing writer, David Bess-Reed, who writes Schitt's Creek. So it was very, very funny and very clever. And he wrote brilliantly for the production. And we had these amazing songs by Max Martin. And, you know, Luke Shepherd did an amazing job of directing. And it really was an amazing creative team.
I have seen it on tour. But you, Olivier Award, did you think, right, I am going to win this? And so you made a great big speech out already. Or what was on the evening? Because it was only the other night that the Olivier Awards were presented again, weren't they?
Yeah, so the Olivier's were Sunday night.
Yeah.
I mean, I won during the lockdown, so
right.
There wasn't a big ceremony as such. So I found out I'd won before because it was, you know, all higgledy-piggledy that year. So I did know I'd won, which was weird. but I wasn't allowed to tell anyone for like about 2 weeks. So I did get to write a speech with a surety that I had won. So I thought about it long and hard, yes, and I practiced it a lot because I was told very strictly you had 30 seconds. So I tried to get everything in and thank enough people and make enough jokes to sort of cover all the bases.
Yeah, you're the second person, you know, I've interviewed who won an award and never got the chance to wear the frock.
Oh, I wore the frock.
You wore the frock at home, did you?
No. There was like a little...
Oh, right, yeah.
It was like backstage at the Palladium and Jason Manford was presenting.
Yep.
So there was a bit of filming going on, but no like audience. And I got a nice Armani dress that I got to borrow and some Jimmy Choo shoes and got my hair and makeup done properly. Because I was like, wow, you know, you only live once. You've got to get the nice frock on and the hair did. So I did.
Oh, that's really good. You say only once, but I mean, you've got more chances, haven't you, in the future?
Who knows?
And of course, you have worked with a national treasure, haven't you, Michael Ball, in chess?
Oh yes, he is a national treasure. Yeah, I have. We had a hoot together. We had such a lovely cast on chess. We did that at the Coliseum in 2018. That was. I don't think I've ever laughed so much in a rehearsal room.
I was going to say he comes across as such a lovely person. He must be like that in real life. He can't act like that
forever. All day, every day, and like with passion for the craft of theatre. You know, he's a great company leader. you know, is just a stalwart of the profession. Yeah.
After your tour with the Carol King, have you got anything else in the pipeline?
I have some lovely potential things that haven't been finalised yet, so I cannot say, but no. Watch this space.
I'll have to watch this space and interview you again sometime in the future then. So I've got to ask you, what is the one Carol King song, that you actually really love?
Oh, gosh, it's really hard to pick. There's quite a few. I do really enjoy singing Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow. That's probably the one I most enjoy singing, yeah.
And which one gets the best reaction from the audience? Is the one in particular?
Well, that's a good question. I think the one that gets the best reaction is probably Natural Woman. Yeah, Natural Woman.
Yeah, because it's a real anthem, isn't it, that one?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, she was commissioned to write that for Aretha Franklin. And I think someone came up and said, Aretha needs a song about being a woman who's natural or something like that. And then they wrote Natural Woman, which I think is extraordinary, you know, to write such an incredible song on commission. Amazing.
Yeah, and one sort of off-the-wall question, really. You've sung all sorts of different music and so on, but if you were presented with it, you'd forced onto the karaoke stage, what would you sing as your karaoke spectacular?
Oh, what's my karaoke song? Oh, God, probably something like Show Me Heaven by Maria McKee. I love that song. Or something like Holding Out for a Hero. What else do I sing at karaoke? I haven't done karaoke for years. Sorry, I'm like, what am I singing? I don't know.
Yeah, the last person I asked that one was of a big opera singer, and he said, I don't do karaoke, but I would do my way, is what he said.
Oh, that's a good song. Yeah. I think when it gets the crowd going, I suppose. But I can't think off the top of my head.
I told you it was off the wall, so thanks for answering it anyway. So give me one more plug then for your show.
So I am touring 15 dates in the UK with my band, singing music by and inspired by Carole King. And I'll be coming to a venue near you. Google CassidyJansen.com. for listings.
Thanks ever so much, Cassidy. It's been a real pleasure listening to you and speaking to you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.